Ginger. Mm. And
hello.
What's up? What's up?
What's up?
So, first off, hey, you guys. It's your girl, Anna, and this is
Liz. How you guys doing tonight?
Woo! And this is the show, Undateable Chicks. Woo! All right. So, we have a special guest tonight. We have a DJ, 6 foot. All right. So you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah. You can call me DJ 6'7". You can just call me Deontay. Either one works. I'm 6'7" tall. You know, 6'7" inches. Master's degree, multi-skilled, other things. Just a hustler, basically. Right. At heart.
Perfect. You know,
with a daytime job.
That's it. That's how we make the money. All right, you guys. So this show is called The Male Perspective. So, Liz, tell me what you think about that term. When I say that, what do you think I mean by that?
The male perspective. Wow. Oh, let's see. I would say what they think as far as on a male end, what their perspective is, not only on life, but towards relationships. Women, what they value. So I know we often talk about how we feel on our end. So, you know.
Oh, yeah. So it's going to be a little different to see what you guys think about what we come from. Like, the question, same question we have. All right. So first things first, we have 3 different questions that we're going to be asking DJ 6'7", 7'7", 7'7". However, I do want to, you know, chime in on my thoughts as well as Liz's thoughts on Liz, so what do you think women go wrong when it comes to dating? Like, how does you think a woman scares a guy off?
Whew, I would say by us not really communicating with them, not being upfront. We may feel like, okay, if we let them know too much about ourselves, or if we don't be honest, then they may go away, or we may scare them away about anything that's going on in our relationship or personal life. Mm-hmm. And I think that tends to, you know, stray men away when we don't, you know, I'm not saying complete, give your whole life story, because no one want to hear all about your drama, of course, not on the first night, but, you know, it takes time to elevate and just try to, you know, warm someone in, and if we continue to shut them down by, you know, they continue to ask us, like, well, let's go hang out, let's go on a date, or whatever, and we, you know, sometimes I know I have, and I still kind of do, I'm not going to lie, I make up excuses. Oh, I gotta go do this. I gotta go do that. You know, so I think that's one reason I will say. What okay. about you, Anna?
Well, me, I think a lot of things scare guys off, particularly with me. Don't look at me like that. I'm straightforward, and I was told I'm cutthroat. So for me, I ask, like, what's the intention? Like, what's up? Why are you trying to talk to me? That's just, and then it freaks them out. They're like, oh, hell, her ass. She ain't even try. I ain't even about to try her. And, you know, even if they do have a good intention, I guess it comes off as maybe I'm going to be very abrasive. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I think when it comes down to, you know, the way we might scare a guy off. But we have a guy here, so now we can ask him. What are some ways that women do, you know, what they do to, you know, scare men off?
So I'm gonna touch on both of y'all's perspective, because this is really interesting to get the aggressive woman and the more passive, more, you know, feelings-oriented woman. So the feelings-oriented, I would say, like, the biggest thing that will scare a man off is when you hide things and you're not upfront about, like, the way you feel, the way that you intend things to go. Because, I mean, guys, if you're talking to a right guy, he's going to ask the right questions. He's going to try to figure out what you're about. And, I mean, I can only really speak from my experience. Whenever I meet women like that, I tend to allow myself to try to figure out, like, what's going on with them. You know, I don't need to know all your baggage, but at least give me something to work with. What type of girl are you? Are you the type that just wants to be, you know, wants to have someone to talk to, just an ear to listen to, or do you want me to talk? You know, I need to feel you out, because that reservedness is kind of, that's where that nervousness comes in for guys, is like, we don't really know how to react in that on the moment situation. And then when it comes to the aggressive woman, I mean, I kind of prefer that. You straight up just be like, you trying to fuck or not? Like, you know, that's cool. You don't have to be that direct, but, you know, you're definitely going to get your answer. you're gonna scare people off, but that's the right thing to do. You should be scaring off the weak men who can't handle that, or the ones who are or the ones you're trying to flesh out as being the ones who are just trying to sleep with you.
Right.
If that's not what you want, then yeah, go ahead and throw that bone out there. Let them fall for the trap and let them get scared off. Well, you know, as for what women can do, I don't really think it's the woman's, her actions per se. It's just really the guy. Like, what is he looking for? If he wants to deal with your emotional baggage, he's going to deal with you. Like, in the first 2 minutes of me meeting you, I'm going to decide if I'm going to stick through it or not.
Right.
Just off physical attraction or what you say to me. So, like, it just depends on what you offer up front and what that man's intentions really are.
Right.
So I wouldn't really lean into that too much. You know, like, what scares a man off?
Yeah. It's something we think about.
We want what we want, man.
Right.
Y'all thinking too hard about it.
We do. We overthink.
Yeah, y'all
don't
think
you think
too hard about it.
I think we do overthink the situation.
Yeah.
And we think too far into it just by looking at it from a like, oh, well, he's a potential, you know, husband.
Oh, my God.
You know, and
that's
exactly he has that, you know.
Yeah, that's not even scary.
And it's like, we can't go by a first meet and greet, I'll say. I mean, yes, he may have all those potentials that comes with it, but at the end of the day, what does his heart, what is his values, like, that tends to be more important. And I know women, sometimes we tend to jump the gun with that, and we tend to go diving head first, like, okay, so now that I have him, well, not completely have him, but now that I have his attention, what can I do to keep him? So we try to do all the things that we think we should do to keep a man or to try to get him to be our man. Mm-hmm. And when we really step back, we have to realize we're only hurting ourselves in the end, because he didn't come to me because of what I can do for him. He came to me because of what I have to offer him.
Right.
Or what he feels like I have on the inside would be a great value towards his assets.
Right.
So that would be my conclusion to that. And I have a question for you, DJ.
6'7".
6'7", okay. So if a woman really, like you said, if she is, you know, have all those qualities and, you know, you're trying to get to know her, what would really be the camel that breaks the back, like straw the back?
Intelligence. Like, for me,
yeah.
For sure, intelligence. Like, I can pretty much figure out just from the first few minutes of us talking, I'll throw some big words out there and see some eyebrows raised, or, you know, I'll bring up a certain topic. You know, I'm a scientist by trade, so, like, and I'm also just a nerd at heart, so I'm really easy at picking out little things that I don't like about people, figuring out, like, what isn't in place, you know, especially when you're trying to fake the funk. Mm-hmm. That's the real problem, too, is, like, when you get caught faking the funk, man, that's just, like, that's an automatic turnoff, man.
Yeah.
If you don't know, just say you don't know. Like, I'm cool. I'm actually more cool explaining things to you and, like, teaching than you trying to show off or trying to match me. Like,
yeah.
just that kind of, like, that competition where it's unnecessary, just, like, just be you. Just
right.
be you.
Right.
That's, like, that's really the ultimate turnoff, is, like, when you're dealing with somebody that's trying to be fake or trying to fit a mold of what they think you should be. Because I don't look like what I actually am inside. Like, I look completely different. I look like LeBron James, but I'm far from it. I'm like Dexter from Dexter's Laboratory.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's I get that, but that would be my biggest turnoff, is just getting caught faking the funk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any more questions for Liz?
That's it right now.
Right. Well, I do want to chime in on, you know, the fake the funk thing, because that's something that I feel like so I'm gonna tell you this is how I feel. When people approach me, I feel like they think I'm a bimbo, right?
Yeah.
They think I'm dumb. And so as soon as I open my mouth and I start to speak, and I start telling them what I do and what I like to do for fun, it's like, what? Like, and then that's when they start faking the funk, like pretending they're somebody they're not, just to try to, I guess, not arouse. I will maybe arouse me, but trying to, like, get me to be like, oh, okay, so he's on my same level, and I can beat him out, of course, because I know how, you know, I just know, you know. So faking the funk, y'all, listen, it's for the birds, bro. Like, and I already know I'm an actress, so I know faking the funk, like, I can figure it out, so don't even try to, you feel me? Okay.
Don't waste your time trying to woo people, man. Just
right.
Be you. Just
that's
be
it.
You. Like,
that's
be
it.
Opposites attract, man.
Right. And if you think yourself, you shouldn't want nobody. You gotta fake the funk with anyway.
Because you gotta keep up. Any lies you tell, you gotta remember them stories.
And I can't remember what I did yesterday.
I can't lie.
I lied.
I'd be like, what did I eat?
I started laughing, so it ain't even no point in lying. So whatever. So moving on to the next topic, which is, hey babe, I got a question for you. Go ahead and say yeah. We're doing role play.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've been dating for like 3 weeks, and I want to know, where are we? What are we doing? What is this? Are you going anywhere? Okay. So tell me, you know, what you say.
It's only been 3 weeks. Oh. Like, what are you talking about?
But, you know, we've been doing everything for a day, you know?
What's my middle name?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like... So, yeah, guys, that's the topic. When is it okay to ask, what are we? Okay. What do you think? What do you think, Liz? I'll ask you first. What do you think? When is it okay to ask that?
I think that should be kind of established before sex is even in the picture, or even before.
If you could have seen DJ face,
I'm gonna have my head cut off. She said before you get the keys to the car,
before you know, you take those chains. What am I just saying? You know, clank clank.
Clank clank.
Well, we open that cage.
Okay, so that's it.
We need to know more about what we're gonna be doing. Like, if we're gonna officially date. Like, I'm not saying that has to be, you know, verbally said, but you know, it's kind of already set in stone. Like, if a guy or, you know, you all are around each other consistently, you're hanging around each other, going here, going there, he's asking you to come by or go out. I mean, it's pretty much established that you are dating him. But I guess with women, I know we tend to wanting to know, like, okay, is this legit or is this like just some kicking it shit? Right, you know, so just elaborate a little bit more on that.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah. So what do you think?
Oh, I mean, listen, everybody's got their own pace. I think that's something I agree. It's something like something of a status does need to be established from the get go. But I think that's usually done through nonverbal communication. Like, if you have to ask me direct, what are we? That's probably a bad sign. Let me be real with you. Like, that means either your man's not treating you right, you think he is, but you know something ain't adding up. You like, he might be talking to other women. You shouldn't really have that problem if you really get to know somebody and you feel like it's actually going in that direction. And for example, like, I mean, guys will get this question, but it's never formulated like, what are we? It's more of like, so what are we doing? You know, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Are you trying to go on a date? You know, it's like you throw out little hints. Like, I feel like as a man, you should already establish like, hey, I came into this for the sex, or I came into this for, you know, to get to know somebody. I'm just trying to, like, I'm trying to meet people. Like, this would be something that's discussed on the first date, first interaction. Like, well, it's 2019, man. Like, we meet people on Tinder at this point. It can just be in your Tinder profile at this point. Like,
exactly.
It should just be understood. When you have to bring that question up, I feel like that's just opening the can of worms. Like, you're looking for something and you're going
to
find
it. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, and that's enough.
They're going to continue to get what they want.
Because you give it. But, and I like that her answer was before sex. For her, that works. For me, that's not going to work. That's like asking me to buy a car before test driving. That's just not true. Like, I'm a completely sexual being. So, like, I got to have sex with you before anything pops off. Because, like, I got to know that this is going to work. Like, you're going to be able to connect with me on that level. You're going to be able to grow with me sexually. Mm-hmm. I need you to, like, be open to things. Like, it's a different type of mentality for me when it comes to sex. I can go without it for a good while, but when I'm having it, I want it to be really good.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I get her perspective, but that's something I establish off rip. Like, hey, you know, I'm asking questions like, hey, you know, what's your favorite position? What's your, you know, what's the craziest thing you've done sexually? Like, you know, I'm trying to probe her first date on that. Right. And she, if I see the uncomfortableness, I already know it's going to work.
Right.
Because you're not open in that way. So,
okay. Yeah.
I get it, though.
I'm understanding you guys more and more, you know, because usually if somebody was to ask me that, I'm like, bro, I know you did not. Like, and I think it comes from, I know for me personally, it comes from me being married and just being really young when I got into a marriage. So that sexual, you know, asking questions, all that stuff, I never went through it. So for me, it's very new, it's foreign. And guys just talk about it like it's like nothing. But then I meet women who do the same thing. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm becoming more comfortable with not getting uncomfortable when somebody talks about it. So I completely understand that. But for mine, From my perspective, when is it okay to ask what are we? I'm with you. I feel like if I gotta ask you that, then we nothing. And you're not showing me what I need to be shown to let me know that we're going somewhere. I'm not gonna ask you what we are. If I gotta ask you that, that means I need to talk to somebody else.
Right.
That's it, because a man's gonna show you what you are to him and how much you mean, and he's gonna show that to you. It's nothing you shouldn't have to ask for that. That's why I refuse to deal with bullshit. And that's just it. Like, I'm not gonna deal with it because I know I deserve better. As everybody, even guys, deserve that. Because I ain't gonna even lie. you know how Girl Summer is here. And what had happened was I was trying to date, and I'm just really nice to people, you know? And somebody asked me that question, who's going to talk for a week? And I was like, friends? I don't know. I've never been asked that before. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I felt like a whole man because I was just like, wow, like, what? I was confused because we had went on one date. But, you know, conversation was good or whatever, but I wasn't feeling like that. Oh, Lord have mercy. I can't call names. I mean, that's so mean.
Yeah. No.
But, yeah, so that's what happens. I feel like you got to ask then. It probably ain't for you. Yeah. You need to go and fight your business. Boom, boom.
No, as a man, you should really be setting that precedent. You should be leading it the whole relationship. Mm-hmm. Before. I mean, I'm not trying to get into misogynistic or gender roles and nonsense, but listen, like, as a man, you should be already taking that initiative to show her, like, I'm serious, I'm interested. Let me take you on dates. Let me pay for certain things. Let me show you my affection, because I know what I want from you, and you know what I want from you. But we got to make this a mutual thing,
right.
You know, however it's got to be said. I mean, some people are monetarily influenced. Some people are affectionately influenced. Mm-hmm. You know, you also got to know your love language. That's another big thing.
Yeah.
That's a big thing. Like, some people are really into giving gifts, but some people aren't into receiving gifts.
Right.
Some of those, like, two givers get together, that's like an instant conflict, because, mm-hmm. like, they're not, neither one is going to be reciprocal of the other's gift, mm-hmm. because they're going to be trying to outgive each other.
Yeah.
But, like, you gotta find somebody who matches your style of right. love language. It's like, these are things that should just be set in the first day, in my opinion. Like, we can definitely talk through this. If you can't do that, you probably don't need to do a second day.
Right.
Like, we can't get to these topics on the first day. Yeah. Why are we doing this?
Yeah, and you know what? to chime off the love languages, I cannot remember the name of the book I was reading. I forget where I was at, but I just picked up this random book and it was talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, in a nutshell, it was saying that a person that don't know their love language don't know who they are because they won't never be able to identify who they actually match with. And so I came up with a question of my own about, you know, being a giver and a receiver. And this fool thought I was talking about sex. He's like, I ain't gay. What? Maybe I should ask that question more.
Maybe I offended him.
Yeah, you probably should have asked him something else.
I didn't know. I was talking about being, like, for me personally.
Yeah.
I'm a more affectionate person. Like, I like being shown that you care about me.
Mm-hmm.
Flowers, I love flowers. So that's perfect. But I don't want you buying me no bracelet. I don't want you buying me no shoes, none of that stuff. Because I need you to, like, hug me. You need to, what you doing? Let's go to dinner. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that.
Spontaneous.
That's what I like. So I like gifts. That's a plus. I ain't saying don't give me no gift. But I'm more of a affectionate person. But yeah, so that question when I asked, the dude thought I was talking about homosexuality. But I think it's because we're in Atlanta. So,
yeah.
Well, that man was just confused.
Well, you know, some people, they just don't know. They be like, oblivious to what's going on, and they just like, oh, okay.
I was like this the whole time, like,
are you?
Damn.
Nigga, are you dumb?
Oh, my God. Okay. So, all right, y'all. I want to stop just for, like, 1 second and give a shout-out to my line sister who just opened up a candle shop. She goes by this mall. You can look her up at Scotland Marie on IG. That's Scotlin Marie. Scotland Marie, and her name of her company is called Wax. So, if you go on there...
Is it W-A-C-K-S?
No, wax. Like, it's a big X. W-A-X-E-D. Wax.
Wax, duh.
Wax.
Wax,
dude.
Listen, man.
Not wax.
Okay. Listen, smart ass. Stay over there, DJ 6 foot 7, 7, 7. Wax. So look her up on IG, Scotland Marie. She has an awesome, candle company, and I'm squirting at my last. So, like, that's my friend. So if you don't know what that means, then, you know, whatever. But that's my friend. So I'm trying to make sure she's straight. Whatever. Moving on. So the third and final topic of tonight is going to be, well, you already chimed in a little bit about it, but how important is sex when dating, not in a relationship? That means y'all haven't established anything. Maybe y'all just been talking for like a week and a half or something, and y'all started doing it quick and chill. How important is sex when it comes to dating? let's hold off on
you. Yeah, before you answer that, I want to just chime in just a bit, okay, to add on to Anna's question. And once you all are sexual active, you know, in having sex casually, does it tend to wear off quickly? Like, it does become old after a while, even though it happens so rapidly. Like, okay, is it something like, okay, we've been doing this, you know, for, you know, a week or two, and that's pretty much all we do. We may go out for dinner, but does it turn into just a complete cut buddy situation, or does it progress into a relationship to flourish? Mm-hmm.
That's
right. Like, how does that happen? But you can answer, you know, you can break the question up.
Well, you're right. I already touched on this a little bit. I think the better answer would be what happens after sex. You know, it's not necessarily like, you know, do we have sex during a relationship? It's like, what are y'all doing afterwards? Are you hitting it and running? Are you hitting it and passing out? Are you telling them I'm tired some nights? You know what I'm saying? Are y'all communicating during sex, after sex, before sex? Are we foreplaying? You know what I'm saying? Like, what kind of sex are we having? Because you can definitely bust it in the back seat and get the same nut you would get if you was in the bedroom with candles and, you know, she took a bath or whatever, all that. You know what I'm saying? You can play up to it, but the climax happens the same way. So it's like, it's really what leads up to it and what happens afterwards, the rising action and the falling action after climax. And that will really set, you know, like, where the relationship was going to lead to. Because if you let that man just leave after he get it, then that's what he's gonna think. After the first time, that's what we're gonna think. If it's like, I can get it this easily, then that's what was said the first time, so I'm gonna keep it that way. But if he stays around, if y'all pillow talk, if you talk about ambitions, dreams, maybe open up a little bit more about something you didn't tell him at the dinner, you know, maybe elaborate on a story you kind of just scratched the surface on. I'm just saying, like, I pillow talk. I'm not a lie. When I get in, I pillow talk. I want to lay there. I want to chill with you. I want to, like, cuddle. I want a spoon. Sometimes I like being the little spoon. Like, I like every little thing about it, about that physical altercation. So it's like, I want to stay in that as long as possible. But I see that's not everybody's ambition. You know, like, some guys just want to get out and get in, and some girls want that too.
Yeah.
And you know, it's true. I think that's just a better scenario if you're trying to figure out, like, where are y'all after sex or during the relationship stage while you're having sex. Is like, what is happening before and afterwards? And I think you need to know what you want in that phase. If you're going to be having sex before y'all really make it something official, you just need to make it known that you're not trying to have them hit it or quit it, and or you are. I don't know. I just don't know. Whatever it is, it needs to be spoken on, though. I think communication is super key when it comes to having sex, because that is where relationships fall off, man. It's like,
yeah, that's true.
When y'all just beat it, you know, even, yeah, like, make that's some awesome funny faces, man. Listen, I make funny faces while I be having sex.
Hey, y'all.
I be sitting there, sticking my tongue out.
I be making jokes and everything. Right here.
It's funny. Like, it's such an awkward moment when you're just like, man. Like, I'm trying to look you in your eyes, like, trying to grab me back in the hair. Like, honestly, my goal when I have sex with a woman is I want her, if this don't work out, I want her to think about me while she's having sex with the next guy. Like, that's that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to literally, like, leave a tattoo on her forehead about, like, where I
want to be. Why y'all be kissing folks on the forehead after sex? Get that shit out of here.
I don't do that.
Oh, you don't? No. I thought
I go straight
no,
to
no kissing, kissing during sex. That'd be like, okay,
yeah,
are we kissing during sex or we not kissing during sex?
No, like,
I'm kissing during sex. I got to.
Yeah, I mean, I like kissing during sex too, but I'm talking about the forehead kiss. I hate that shit because I think like niggas like you do this shit everybody.
I kiss my mom on the forehead. Like,
I'd yeah, be confused. Like, what does this mean?
That might be the, oh, you know, this ain't lasting. Like, this is a one-time thing.
But that sometimes that means, it just like, varies. Yeah, I mean, with the forehead kiss.
No, I can't do it, but,
yeah, that but, forehead kiss can change.
I just, for me, it was fake, and I was just like,
the dumb face.
Bitch, I know you that. No, I just, I don't know. I guess I read too much into stuff, and so I think that, you know, it's my best bet that they be trying to make you feel some type of way, but really, I'm like, I show you a reason. That's me. I be ready. I don't want nobody to be in my space. I don't want to sleep.
You're introverted. I am too. I'm introverted too, but like, I try not to make that commitment with somebody that I'm not willing to do that with. Yeah. Even if I don't know her name, like, I have. Whatever you're about to ask, I'll tell you.
So you had sex with somebody without knowing their name?
Oh, plenty of times. So that's like, listen, I forgot. I got it before we got into bed. But after, I'm like, yes, man. High five. Or Billie Jean. Or what's the other one? Roxanne? Like, what was your name again? Good sex, wasn't it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
So what you program her name in your phone? What's her name in your phone? Since you don't know her name.
We didn't get numbers. We didn't exchange numbers.
Oh yeah. Just,
oh, okay.
Oh, we just do Instagrams. What you talking about?
Oh
yeah.
Oh,
it's 2019.
Oh.
Phone number. That's how people get blocked and stalked.
Oh no.
You can block a nigga on Instagram. You can't block your phone number. You gotta change that bitch.
Yeah, you
do. That's too much. That's too much risk. If I don't remember your name, you're not getting my number.
Right.
You're not getting my number. I don't know about her stance or her whatever. Yeah. But,
I change my number.
So strictly social media. Strictly.
No.
You're not scared for social media. You don't know because it's just weird. Like.
It is.
I need your number so I can call you.
No, your social media is your resume, man. That's your resume. You gotta hand in your resume first. You don't just get hired. Hell no.
So you mean you meet somebody, give me your Instagram, you have sex with them, and then you get their number?
No, they still don't get the number. What are you talking about?
What?
They earn the number.
They earn it.
So when do you give females your number? Like, so is it selective type of female that get your number? Like, or is it just, okay, well, females who are on social media or I am attracted to or I find attractive, like, okay, well, let me shoot my shot.
We not talking. I can't trust you.
Oh, yeah.
You're not social enough.
That means they cheaper.
Yeah, you like, what are you?
If a dude don't have social media, he's a cheater.
Like, if they gotta be a cheater because they don't have a social media?
Yeah, think about it. They can do whatever the hell they want to. Nobody and
they're
nobody
invisible.
They are.
They're untrackable.
And
they're
that's
resume.
It. They don't have a resume.
I can listen. The first thing I look at when I get a girl's social media is to see if she's friends with other girls. That is a clear indicative sign that she's crazy or not. Mm-hmm. If other women can't stand being around her, I don't want to be around her. Because
I can understand that. You know, of course, you want to get your investigation skills on when you first meet someone. You want to see who they are and where they're from, and you know, do you have anything in common with them, or if they have someone that's in common with you. So, I mean, I'm not against that, but I mean, I don't know. Me, sometimes I can be a little secretive. I may, you know, take off the social media for a little bit just to get some peace. And then I may get back on, you know, so.
But the fact is, you have one.
You have one, and it's been invested into.
And it's been, you've been there. Well, me, I know when I was in grad school, I didn't have social media at all. I didn't have Instagram or Facebook. I didn't date, so it wasn't a really big problem. But I could see why somebody wouldn't trust me because I didn't have social media.
Like, what are you? Like, yeah. I've had a Facebook since middle school.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
I didn't have that. It was also the job searching and the fact that, you know how you have hometown ghetto folks who post about drugs, Crips, blood.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you try not to affiliate yourself with those kind of people when you're looking for a job. And so I think that was one of my major things. And the fact that it was taking so much attention away from me when it came to my work. So I got off of it. But I can understand the person I can tell in my past, a person I dated who did not have social media was a whole cheater. He had a whole life, what he had on social media, so I can never tell.
You're I know what's going on. I can't trust that.
That's it. So if you don't have social media, don't try to talk to me. Yeah, whatever.
That's just not even something I bump into, you know. Like pretty much 95% of women I bump into are asking for my Instagram before I ever even bring it up.
Yeah, see it on there. You know what kills me though about social media? How do we sit on Instagram, have a whole damn family on Facebook? I don't get it.
All right, they connect. Mine are connected, so I can't get away with that.
You know, I just connect to mine, but I see that a lot. Like they have a whole family on Facebook, and they single. Men on Instagram. That's weird.
Y'all
dealing
with a whole
caliber. Guys are weird.
They feel like they can get away with more so than anything because it's like, okay, Facebook, you know, primarily people who have Facebook are family and, you know, they're older. You know, it may be some people that are, you know, our age that still have, even younger, but they're only using it to their discretion. So it's like, if they have a Facebook, it's like, okay, I only know a certain amount of people are going to be looking at this. But on Instagram, it's more of a younger crowd, more modern, more, you know, the millennials are on here. So let me disguise myself as someone else so that way I can get a certain type of attention towards me. You know, so it's more of a like, okay, it's more of a job because if someone had that much time to kind of, you know, only focus this certain amount on a certain type of social media website and then go to another one only to dedicate to this and to cater to this type of people, it's like you doing way too much just to pretty much bust a nut. Like, it's not easy.
Basically. Okay, Liz. It's so nice. We did get a question from a viewer who hit me up on IG and wanted to know if we would ask this to our listeners. So, are you ready? Are you ready?
We ready.
Are you ready? Okay. So, Liz, I want to say this is for women because it was guy who asked. So, does size matter, Liz? Does size matter?
No.
Oh! Okay. All right. Tell me why. Elaborate.
Okay. Well, it's a two-part question. Okay. I'll say this. When I was, I'm not saying that I'm older, but I'll say now that I'm mature, when I was in my 20s, yes, that was important to me. Like, oh, he got to have a big dick and this to the third. Like, I wanted that. But now, as I've gotten older, it's like, okay, even if he doesn't have the Mandingo dick, I am fine with that because I need all my insides intact. So, I don't need you killing me, literally. So, I'm okay with having average dick. Now, I will say, I don't want no chicken nuggets. You feel me?
Chicken fries.
I don't want no chicken nuggets. You know, but I mean, if you average, even you just a little bit below average, but if you know how everything else needs to go and how to please my body and how to really, you know, cater to me and cater to my needs, then we can work with it. Because it can be big a nigga with a big dick and don't know
and how don't to know what the fuck
to do with. So it's like, size does not matter to me in my case because it varies. You know, it doesn't matter. But if I really like someone, I really care about them, then that whole size thing will go out the window. Like, it will go. Like, I'm cool with having the average dick.
I can agree with you on that because I'm a person. Can you hear my voice? I don't want a big penis. I don't want it at all, okay? I don't want it. It causes problems, you know, and mess up your uterus and all of that. I don't want that, okay? Shout out to y'all big penis guys. Y'all keep doing y'all thing. Y'all deal with them white sex vagina women, but I'm not one of them. So anyway, I'm not, size don't matter for me. It doesn't matter. Because again, it's about how you know what to do with it. And I've heard about guys who have really big penises. I don't know what the fuck going on. Like, dead ass just got beat for no reason. But it's okay. You'll learn, hopefully. Know how to treat me, know how to correct me, knowing my body and all of that. That's the most important part.
Yes, that's so important.
Make sure that I'm satisfied. Make sure that I feel. It depends on, I'm sorry, I'm talking about myself. But really, though, that's what it matters to me. Making sure I'm straight. And so, to answer the question of the listener, no, size does not matter.
So all my little dick niggas, y'all show y'all little dicks. Don't be scared. Show them. Let it hang. Let it hang like you got Mandingo. You know how to work it. You better work it.
Listen, okay, so regular size to small. Size is stop wearing the big condoms, because don't nobody want no baggy condoms, yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, chill out. It's okay. Cool. We get it. Yeah, the baggy condom. Yeah, that's another story for another day. Alright, guys. So, we are ending the podcast right now. I want to thank DJ 6177 for coming by. Yeah, you can put me on, you know, on that little thing, whatever. For coming by and actually giving us some vital information, some very important information that I've learned some things, you know, since she's been here. Liz wasn't able to actually physically be here, however, she is here in spirit and on the phone. Baby.
Yay!
So that's the worst. Okay?
That's right.
So if you guys want to go ahead and shout out your IG handle so, you know, people can follow you or whatever, go ahead.
All right, you can follow me at the number 6, FT underscore the number 7, IN. So 6'7". Yep.
On okay. Instagram. All right, please.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you can find me on IG at Kitty Y'all. That's KittyYall. And then you can hit us up on
the
Undateable Chicks
on Facebook. Okay. And this is me. Anna, do you find me on IG at AnnaStop25? AnnaStop25. And hit me up if y'all got questions. DM me, cause I will ask them hoes. You feel me? I ain't gonna ask everything, cause some of y'all kind of crazy. But I will ask mostly anything, and I'm gonna choose a business from now on. A business, any type of business, no matter what you're doing, I'm gonna shout you out. Okay, no charge. So you just submit your stuff, and I'll definitely go ahead and shout you out, put you in, so you can make some money on this podcast. It's popping. Make sure you guys share it. Let people know what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? Our Undateable Chicks sound funny to people, but it's very informative. And we plan on having more guests on here so that we can get everyone's perspective. So maybe we can knock the off of Undateable Chicks so we become Dateable Chicks. All
right? That's right.
Go
that's
on
right.
there. Let's out. Clap it up, you guys!
Woo!
All right, you guys, good night!
Good night!